about 9 million people are in some stage of getting coverage right now. And many of these people have not had health insurance before.
It's all about sharing the insurance risk then. What are the issues around that?
Well, there are a couple of issues. One is the idea of the individual mandate that everyone has a responsibility to get health insurance. And so if you're a young and healthy person, you might feel, I really don't need coverage, it's expensive, and I think I'll just take a calculated risk and not have it. And one of the things that the Affordable Care Act says is you can't do that. Everyone has to be in, and that's what preserves the risk pool so that on that day where you're not so young and healthy, there's resources there to take care of you when you're sick. You know, within a social insurance system such as they have in Great Britain, you don't have that problem because everyone's included in the National Health Service. We have an insanely complicated setup in the United States, but it really does require that everyone participate in it. Now, one of the things that we've done in the Affordable Care Act is there's a lot of help for low-income people who couldn't afford to pay their whole insurance premium.
There's a bit of a contradiction about its popularity as well. The law is unpopular, but its individual components are popular. Can you explain that one to us?
Well, that's absolutely true. One of the things that's really striking is that it is not a popular law, and I don't think the Democrats will gain a whole lot politically from the Affordable Care Act. On the other hand, the public conversation has really moved to accept the basic premises behind the law, that you shouldn't be charged more for insurance if you get sick, that your insurance has to actually work if you have a really serious illness, that we need to help people afford health insurance who have low incomes. So the pieces of the Affordable Care Act are ones that have gained broad acceptance, but the law itself has not. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I think the most basic one is that it's just the centerpiece achievement of the Obama administration. And so there's just no getting away from the fact that the way you feel about President Obama is going to fundamentally color the way you think about a law that's called Obamacare in the popular lexicon. The Obama administration now kind of owns everything that's frustrating or that doesn't work about people's health care. The American healthcare system is filled with things that are frustrating, things that don't quite work the way they're supposed to. And instead of blaming the insurance company, now a lot of people will say, well, that's the Obama administration's fault. And of course, the Obama administration deserves criticism itself because when they rolled out the website, healthcare.gov, it was a humiliating mess in the first month or so. And it really required, you know, some serious repair. So, if you don't execute the law that has your name on it, you're going to take a hit politically. And so the Obama administration has some work to do.